lover down that road. From the Church of Christ where you got baptized, we could raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. Ooh, hometown home. We can make this hometown home.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump on Capitol Hill this morning will try to get Republicans to pass a multi-trillion-dollar budget package that some in his own party say spends too much money. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
This is a big week for his agenda, for all of us. We've been working on reconciliation for more than a year, as you all know, and it all comes down to these final details.
In the bill, there are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Going higher, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage, now over 7%, says ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
That surge follows last week's downgrade of the U.S. credit outlook by Moody's, causing investors to look for safer investments.
On top of tornado cleanup in many states overnight and last weekend, more than 30 million Americans are under new weather alerts. A fourth of 10 New Orleans jail escapees has been captured. Investigators believe that they had help. This is ABC News. A medical helicopter was forced to make an emergency landing last night in a residential area of White Marsh Township, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. Brad Ingram says he saw it.
The propeller on the side fell off, and so that was in one yard on the way up. And when it was kind of going this direction, it must have turned off its engine, and it kind of turned around and landed in a person's front yard.
Officials say all three people aboard the chopper are okay. Bad storm this week proved to be a test for one Texas town.
Voters in the tiny town of Gordon passed bonds in 2021 to renovate the town's only school and to add a tornado shelter to the campus. On Sunday, a severe weather moved in.
We went to the school. There's a storm shelter there, and a lot of the community people came there.
Gordon High School Athletic Director Mike Reed.
And that's exactly kind of when it hit and lifted the roof off the school.
The school and 30 homes in Gordon were damaged, but only four people suffered injuries, none of them serious. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Douglas County could be becoming a hub zone under Governor Evers' new proposal. As Douglas County businesses prepare for disruptions caused by the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction, Governor Tony Evers is pursuing a solution. In a press release last week, Governor Evers announced he had sent a letter to the U.S. Small Business Administration requesting that the agency make Douglas County eligible for designation as a historically underutilized business zone, or a hub zone. The push comes as businesses in the Superior area prepare for potential disruptions caused by the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project. This project is currently slated to begin in 2027, with the bridge being a critical transportation corridor in the region, carrying around 33,000 cars between Wisconsin and Minnesota each day. The total cost of the project is expected to reach nearly $2 billion, with the bridge closing for about 5 years. Governor Evers specifically referenced those anticipated economic disruptions caused by the project in his request. In his letter to the agency, he wrote, quote, "A hub zone designation would provide local businesses with additional tools to remain competitive during this period of disruption and help offset anticipated economic losses, as well as assist these businesses in the future after completion of the new bridge and the new opportunities that may come with the upgraded infrastructure," end quote. This designation would allow area businesses to access certain federal contracts that are set aside for hub zones. Governor Evers said it would provide new employment and growth opportunities in the region, both during and after the reconstruction. The agency's decision to either grant or deny the designation will be based on economic and population data. This Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting Worms at Work, a homeschool event. You're invited to join master vermicomposter Tom Martwick and his Wrigley friends for a fun and educational program all about using worms and composting. This special event is designed for homeschool children and their families. You can come learn how worms help turn food scraps into rich compost and maybe even meet a few of the hardworking critters yourself. Once again, this is taking place this Wednesday, May 21st, at 2 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. The severe weather last week had many parts of the state left cleaning up over the weekend. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how many twisters touched down.
A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week on Thursday. The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita scale. The National Weather Service says winds of 125 miles per hour hit New Richmond in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. And the tornado in Juneau was on the ground for over 9 miles. The others were rated EF1s with 95 mile per hour winds in Lumira, Christie, and another in Juneau that hit the airport. The rest were EF0s in Rib Falls and Loyal, with around 80 mile per hour winds there. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes in total this year, all of which appeared on April 28th. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year. Last year, we broke records with 45 tearing through our backyard. Tornado season lasts through August, but twisters can touch down any time of the year, and June is the peak month for them. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Emmerich Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua. Trust and top-notch service aren't slogans. They're how they do business. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 48 months on all 2025 Chevy 1500 Silverados to qualified buyers. Military veterans, active duty, and reserve, you get an extra $750 appreciation cash. Trade on 2011 or newer Chevy and get up to $6,000 in total incentives on select 2025 1500 Silverados now through June 2nd. Visit MinocquaCars.com. Or stop by Marthaler Chevrolet, Highway 51 South, Minocqua.
The crew hosts the Orioles.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with 4 hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Sometimes morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger, put in hot water and cold water during the day, and get ready for the game.
NFL owners' meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first-round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a 4-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day, I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And some other local sports action. Congratulations to the Prentice golf team. They win the Merrowood Conference Championship yesterday. And also to the Lakeland golf team. They win the Great Northern Conference Golf Championship. Both teams are gearing up for regional sectionals and hopefully return trips to state for both of those teams next year. So congrats to the golfers and the coaches. Baseball from yesterday. Shawamigan beats Washburn non-conference 17-6. It was Auburndale beating Prentice 3-0 in the Merrowood. Rib Lake top Columbus Catholic 5-4. Ashland was a winner over Hayward 19-6. Medford top Northland Pines 7-4. And it was Tomahawk baseball beating Anago 12-2. On the softball side, Shawamigan defeating Newman Catholic 18-3. Phillips a winner over Mellon 12-2 as the softball teams are tuning up for tournament action for most teams next week. Brackets are already out. Flambeau top Winter Birchwood 18-3. Lakeland a winner over Crandon 11-1. Medford, they topped Fall Creek by a score of 5-4, and it was Auburndale beating Tomahawk by the count of 9-0. Some of the area action today. You got a doubleheader of baseball at Armstrong Field today, 5 o'clock. Tomahawk will take on Shawamigan in Game 1, and Newman Catholic will take on Shawamigan in Game 2. The Butternut baseball team will play host to Mellon at 4:30 this afternoon. The Lakeland girls soccer team will play host to Northland Pines. The Lakeland track team is at a Mosinee invite, also in action today. We mentioned the tournament brackets are out for softball. Mellon gets a first-round bye, so they won't play till a week from Thursday. They get the winner of Birchwood, Winter, and Drummond. They'll play that up in Grandview. Meanwhile, Flambeau will take on Butternut. And Flambeau is the home team on that with the lower seed or the higher seed. Are we looking at it? South Shore will travel to take on Northwood Solon Springs. The Phillips and Shawamigan girls both get home games. The Shawamigan girls will entertain Hurley, and that'll be Tuesday, a week from today, Tuesday the 27th. We'll have that game on Trail Mix 103.1. Phillips, meanwhile, a three seed, will entertain Frederick again a week from today in girls tournament softball action.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio.
The Badger State is home to the world's largest population of the federally endangered Karner blue butterfly. Now, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to help monitor this insect. More details when we return, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers for its annual Karner Blue Butterfly Volunteer Monitoring Program to help survey for this endangered butterfly this summer. Since 2018, volunteers have contributed data that helps Wisconsin's long-term view of this insect's population state. Volunteer, DNR, and partner data go toward the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Karner Blue Recovery Plan, which has the goal of delisting Karners as an endangered species. The Karner Blue Butterfly's habitat once ranged from Minnesota to Maine and into Canada. Threats to these insects include habitat loss, fragmentation, and climate change. Currently, Wisconsin has the largest remaining population of Karner blue butterflies, thanks to an abundance of habitat like savannas and prairies that contain wild lupine, the only food source for the Karner's pale green caterpillars. Learn how you can help at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then search Karner blue butterfly. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today, high in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41 tomorrow. Still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44. 98 Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds.
She's everything in life I'll my fingers when I wanna feel. She's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got.
Harnick in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Birthday girl from, was it yesterday? She was 33, I believe. Lainey Wilson with 4x4 by You, 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. Thank you for making us a part of your day, whatever you got going today. It'll be all right. We mentioned earlier I felt like someone forgot to flip the calendar. I don't know, it just feels like a Monday today, just kind of gloomy out there and stuff. But we'll have a pretty good weekend. I mean, it's not going to be crazy warm, but 60 to 65. Today is probably the best chance of rain for several days. Pretty good chance we're going to see that this afternoon. Some cloudy skies out there, just kind of breezy and cool. A quick correction for those of you who may be attending the Memorial Day services in Mercer. Those will start at 10 a.m. We had mentioned 11, but actually 10 a.m. The Mercer area VFW post is doing that Monday the 26th at the Mercer Cemetery. 10 a.m. is the start of that, not 11 like we had said previously. Apologize for that. We've got some birthdays to get to. If you have somebody celebrating, give us a call. We'd be glad to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that free cake on Friday. 715-762-3221 is our phone number to reach us and get your birthday on the air. Price County Senior Dining, always providing some meals for you. And if you have any questions about eligibility or how Price County Senior Dining works, you can reach them at 339-2158. Tomorrow, they'll be serving up Swedish meatballs, mashed potatoes, gravy, California blend mixed fruit. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. Wonderful service they provide. Let's get a news update. We'll come back then with some birthdays, some celebrity birthdays. We'll chat a little bit about your money, our weekly visit with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. We will get to all that after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump on Capitol Hill this morning will try to get Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package that some in his own party say spends too much money. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
This is a big week for his agenda, for all of us. We've been working on reconciliation for more than a year, as you all know, and it all comes down to these final details.
In the bill, there are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Going higher, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage, now over 7%, says ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
That surge follows last week's downgrade of the U.S. credit outlook by Moody's, causing investors to look for safer investments.
On top of tornado cleanup in many states overnight and last weekend, more than 30 million Americans are under new weather alerts. A fourth of 10 New Orleans jail escapees has been captured. Investigators believe that they had help. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards this year. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, and 5 of them are listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed plants are especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on, and the only food the caterpillars eat. If you want, you can find native milkweed plants on the DNR's website. Friday at 6 p.m., the Victory Christian Center is hosting a family bonfire night. They invite you to kick off your Memorial Day weekend with a cozy, family-friendly night that's absolutely free. They'll be serving up hot dogs, s'mores, a big beautiful bonfire, and a whole lot of fun. Bring your kids, your favorite lawn chairs, and maybe a snack or two to share. They'll bring the fire, the food, and the fellowship. No RSVP is required, just show up and enjoy the night with your community. Once again, this is taking place Friday, May 23rd, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. over at West 6880 Liberty Lane in Phillips. We have a new Alice in Dairyland. Lisa Hale has the story.
Wisconsin's 78th Alice in Dairyland has been chosen. Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The crew hosts the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with four hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Sometimes morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger to put in hot water and cold water during the day and get ready for the game.
NFL owners' meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a 4-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day, I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
On the local scene, the Prentice Golf Team conference champs for the second consecutive year as they win leg four and win the overall championship. Some cold and windy conditions yesterday, but they carded a 326. Matty Häkkinen had the low round of the day with a 76 and was back-to-back player of the year. So Häkkinen, Aliyah Harding, and Noah Millichamp were all first-team all-conference. So congrats to the Prentice Golf Team, conference champs. Lakeland also conference champs. They win the Great Northern Conference Championship also yesterday. Local baseball, Shawamigan beat Washburn yesterday 17-6. Auburn was a winner over Prentice 3-0. Rib Lake, they edged Columbus Catholic yesterday 5-4. On the softball side, Shawamigan beat Newman Catholic 18-3. Phillips was a winner over Mellon 12-2. Flambeau tops Winter Birchwood 18-3 yesterday. Lakeland a winner over Crandon by the score of 11-1. Doubleheader of high school baseball this afternoon starting at 5 o'clock with Tomahawk taking on Shawamigan. And then game two, probably have the lights on for that one. Newman Catholic will take on Shawamigan in game two of a doubleheader at Armstrong Field today. The Butternut baseball team is scheduled to host Mellon. That'll be a 4:30 start time for that this afternoon.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Well, you guys have just been rocking the birthdays lately. We got a lot of them rolling in this week. Tim Giesen is celebrating a 70th birthday today. From CG and Dolly. So, Tim, happy birthday to you. It's a great day for you. And we have Ian Schlayer, who is celebrating a birthday today from your grandma and from your best friend. Ian, happy birthday to you. I think that would be, what, 18 for young Ian, I believe? I believe so. So happy birthday to you, or close to it. Mindy Gillette celebrating a birthday today also. And that's from your mom and Charlie. So, Mindy, happy birthday to you. And Karen Hill, your husband called in, Karen, and wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday today. All of you in for the cake drawing you go, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. If you're celebrating today, anniversary, birthday, you share your day with other celebrities such as Jack Gleason, not Jack Gee, Jack Gleason, King Joffrey Baratheon in Game of Thrones, if you're into that. Jack is 33 today. John Party, the country music singer, celebrating a 40th birthday today. Tony Stewart, the NASCAR driver, 54 for Tony Stewart today. Timothy Olyphant, the actor from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Hitman, Live Free or Die, Rockstar, 57 for Timothy Olyphant today. Mindy Cohn, she was on The Facts of Life, 59 today. Ted Allen, celebrating a 60th birthday, the host, TV host, and expert from Chopped, Food Detective, Queer Eye. Ted Allen, 60 today. Who else here? Bronson Pinchot, the Beverly Hills Cop guy, Perfect Strangers sitcom he was on. He's 66 today. Ron Reagan Jr., the son of the late president, is a TV and radio host and is 67 today. Dave Thomas, a Canadian SCTV cast member, took his Doug McKenzie character to the movies with Strange Brew. 77 today for Dave Thomas. Cher. All right, let's be honest now, with us or with us not. If I was to ask you, Cher, still with us? Not? You're wrong. She is still from a teenage sensation with Sonny Bono all the way up to the current. I think she still performs, doesn't she? I don't know if she's in Vegas or what she does, but she's had a little work done, a little plastic stuff here and there. She is 79 today. And still going at it. 79 for Cher. And Jimmy Stewart. Anyone can do a little Jimmy Stewart, right? He won the Best Actor Oscar for The Philadelphia Story back in 1941. And an honorary award from the Academy for his career achievements in 1985. Just a very, almost an animated like type character when you see him tell the stories and just his demeanor. The whole thing of Jimmy Stewart was classic. 1908, Jimmy Stewart was born. We lost him back in 1997.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin proudly salutes veterans this Memorial Day. With nearly four generations of dedicated automotive service, this family-owned business has long supported the local community through reliable repairs, quality tires, and expert maintenance. Phillips Service Center recognizes that the freedoms we enjoy are made possible by the sacrifice and courage of those who have served. This Memorial Day, they honor all veterans and their families with deep gratitude. Phillips Service Center, thankful for their service, proud to serve the community.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today. High in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
98 Q Country.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if He'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care.
For some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, well, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
Bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby. Fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Cause long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. I know it never broke.
Combs at 98Q Country. Cloudy, cool on this Tuesday, the 20th day of May. Probably going to get some rain at some point. Best chance looks like this afternoon. Well, he's put away his tiki hut and his lawn chair and his suntan lotion for now anyway. Probably a little warmer location. Might even have the fireplace on. We got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good. A little cold, Joel. I had to turn the heat on in the building again this morning.
I'll say we turned on our gas fireplace yesterday afternoon. My wife was like, "I've had enough." She's like, "I'm not turning the furnace on, but I'm turning the gas furnace,
right?
The gas fireplace on." Yeah, just enough.
Yep, absolutely
enough to take the chill out of the air. All right.
For sure.
So what do we have to chat about people's money today, there, Matt?
Yeah. So today, Joel, I want to talk about the fundamentals of disability insurance.
All right.
So talking just kind of about the disability insurance, what it is and why it's important.
All right. Again, one of those things, this is kind of like a 1B behind life insurance that people don't like to talk about, right? Don't like to talk about
absolutely
death, and we don't like to talk about something that kind of knocks us out of the work field, but it's a good thing to be knowledgeable about and maybe have.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, let's dig in.
So disability insurance pays benefits when you are unable to earn a living because you are sick or injured. Most disability policies pay you a benefit that replaces a percentage of your earned income when you can't work because, again, of injury or illness. So the first big question that we get is, why would you need disability insurance? And know that your chances of being disabled for longer than 3 months are much, much greater than your chances of dying prematurely due in part to medicine that has made many fatal illnesses treatable. Although this is good news, it does increase your need to protect your income with disability insurance.
Okay.
Consider what might happen if you suffered an injury or illness and couldn't work for days, months, or even years. If you're single, do you have other means of support? Do you have other income that would be coming in if you could not work? And if you're married, you may be able to rely on your spouse for income, but you probably also have many financial obligations, such as supporting your children and paying your mortgage. So it's really important, especially with a young family. You know, expenses are typically a little bit higher. Do you have the means to be able to continue to live the same as before you're injured or become ill?
Right. Okay.
And could your spouse's income support your whole family? In addition, remember that you don't have to be working in a hazardous position to need disability insurance. Accidents happen not only on the job, but also at home. And illness, of course, can strike anyone. But, you know, if you work outside on the weekends, things like that, whether it's mowing lawn, cutting a tree up, whatever the case may be, you can certainly get injured doing those things.
Okay.
And if you own a business, disability insurance can help protect you in several ways. First, you can purchase an individual policy that will protect your own income. You can also purchase key person insurance designed to protect you from the impact that losing an important employee would have on your business. Finally, you can purchase a disability insurance policy that will enable you to buy your partner's business interest in the event that he or she becomes disabled and unable to work. Then the second question, Joel, is what do you need to know about disability insurance? Know that once you become disabled and apply for benefits, you have to wait a certain amount of time after the onset of your disability before you receive benefits. If you are applying for benefits under a private insurance policy, this amount of time, which is known as the elimination period, can range anywhere from 30 days to 365 days. But know that the most common period is 90 days. They're close to that 3 month range.
Okay.
Group insurance policies through your employer will generally have a waiting period of no more than 8 days for short-term policies that pay benefits for up to 6 months, and 90 days for long-term policies that pay benefits up to age 65. So there's a lot of different variances in how a disability policy can be built, Joel, and of course how long they pay as well. like I said, there's just a lot of variation there. You can purchase private disability insurance policies that offer lifetime coverage, but certainly know that that lifetime coverage can be expensive. Most people buy policies that pay benefits up until age 65. However, 2 and 5 year benefit periods are also available. And the reason that those are good options is because many injuries or illnesses do not totally disable you. Many policies will offer a rider as well that will pay you a partial benefit if you can work part-time and earn, you know, some income.
Okay.
And then lastly, where can you get disability insurance? In general, disability insurance can be split into two types: private insurance, and those are going to be individual or group policies purchased from an insurance company, and government insurance, and that would be social insurance provided through state or federal governments. Know that private disability insurance refers to disability insurance that you purchase through an insurance company. Many types of disability insurance exist, including individual disability income policies, group policies, group association policies, and riders attached to life insurance policies. Depending on the type of policy chosen, private disability policies usually offer more comprehensive benefits to insured individuals than social insurance. Individually owned disability income policies may offer the most coverage, of course, at a greater cost, followed by group policies offered by an employer or association.
All right.
So it's always good to check with your employer to see if you're eligible to participate in a group plan.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we mention disability insurance, I think a lot of people think of, well, that's for an older person, which is, I mean, it, a little bit of truth to that, right? But I would guess, like anything else, Matt, if someone gets disability insurance at a younger age, they're probably going to pay a lot less for it, I would guess, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's they look at similar things that a life insurance application looks at in terms of health history and things like that. And as you mentioned, Joel, when you're younger, of course, this is generally speaking, you are generally a little bit more healthy.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things to think about. Obviously, when we talk about life insurance, we think about what would your family's life be if you were gone? And now we think about, okay, what would life be like if your income went away for 6 months or 12 months? It's kind of on that same level, right?
It is, absolutely. And I think with the modern medicine and you know, the disability insurance is certainly becoming more and more prevalent as the chances of being disabled, you know, even if it's short term, 6 months or a year, is becoming much, much greater.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, folks have any questions, they want to sit down and maybe talk about it, talk about some of the options, Matt, they can sit down right across from you, face-to-face, right here in northern Wisconsin, and kind of get the who's, where's, and what's, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I kind of talked about, every in regards to disability policies, every policy can be much different, and kind of building that plan that's right for you.
Yeah. All right. Locations in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford. All the tiki huts at those locations are temporarily closed for another week or two.
Yeah.
We'll be open again soon. But they can always pioneer-financial.net. The offices are open, though, obviously. And they can always pick up the phone and call you, Matt, to make an appointment, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
Very good. All right, Matt, enjoy the day. Thank you for the information. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. Check him out on Facebook. Free initial consultation. Give him a call if you have any questions. And we appreciate Matt joining us each Tuesday here to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. 3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin is a hidden gem nestled in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Enjoy miles of paved bike trails, ATV trails, incredible fishing and kayaking, and a clean sandy swimming beach with a trampoline for the whole family. Camp Holiday offers clean shower facilities and a laundromat. Stock up on all the supplies you need at the camp store, plus pizza and some ice cream too. Come to Camp Holiday for a weekend. Come for a week. Or the whole season. Bring your tent, RV, or motorhome. Don't have one? Rent one of their brand new sleeping cabins, a camper, or even a park model. Camp Holiday Campground. Come to the big woods, make some memories, and go home thinking, time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rates and reservations. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. It's time well spent.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Let's spruce up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering hotspot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood and Phillips today to start your design process. With stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between, Freeze Firewood can connect your back door to your backyard oasis. Check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook, F-R-I-E-Z-E, Freeze Firewood, or call 715-567-0616.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
98Q Country.
feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday